Last weekend, me and my immobilizing sling schlepped off to Imagine Theaters and saw the new James Bond movie. It was great. I would recommend seeing Spectre before you go, the previous film, but it just felt so good to be back at the theater with my son and son-in-law. We had a blast. Well, if you like having your socks scared off, we've got opportunities this weekend as well as we welcome in Greg Russell of Movie Show Plus to get us started as we look towards our offerings on this Friday morning. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Guy. How are you?
I'm just super, man. And it did feel so good to be back in a real theater. I got to say, and I want to bring in Sean Belegian here, who actually last night went out and saw one of our featured films here, Halloween Kills. Sean, how did they kill it with Halloween Kills?
Well, you know what? If you're a Michael Myers fan, Greg, I'm sure you'll agree with this. I'm sure you loved it. It's never easy to end the middle movie of a trilogy. And in my opinion, it was a little bit of a struggle the way they ended this movie. But overall, if you're a fan of the genre, you enjoyed it.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, this guy's been around since, 1977, 78? He's had the longest career in movies than most people. So, you know, they know what they've got. And I had the fortunate time to interview Jamie Lee Curtis about this. And we just talked about the fact how Michael Myers is like that family member who you know is going to show up once a year on a holiday. You don't want to see him, but you got to put up with him. So his is Halloween.
Well, and I've got to say, looking at the trailers and things like that, Jamie Lee Curtis is one of the most attractive women of her generation, and yet she makes no attempt to glam up in this film, and it gives a gritty reality to it. I really like the fact that she is just so down to earth.
Well, and you are absolutely right. I mean, you know, a lot of times when you get to talk to people, it's kind of like, okay, when is this, you know, going to be over, da-da-da-da-da. She and I even said at the end, it's like, I know we could get together and probably sit up and talk for several hours about any and everything. She is. She's just a delight. You know, not a, when I say uppity, you know, like, oh, I'm the celebrity, I'm the star, or anything like that. But yeah, you're right, Guy. Just a nice, nice person who you would enjoy probably just sitting back and kicking back and having a drink with.
Yeah. She's totally embracing her age and her station in life, and it's kind of like a grandma taking on Michael Myers, who apparently is supernatural, and he never ages. Let's listen to a clip from Halloween Kills.
My grandmother was right. The boogeyman was real.
It's over.
We can't hurt anyone ever again.
No one told you.
Told me what?
Michael Myers is alive.
Stop! You had a knife in your stomach!
You and Allison should not have to keep running. Evil dies tonight.
And let's welcome in Dana Clark as well here. Dana, I'm hiding behind the chainsaws. Dana, are you ready to have your socks scared off with Halloween Kills?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, like Greg said, this should be Michael Myers III by now. He's got to be like 80 years old.
Grandson of Michael. Yeah. Are you in agreement that in these times, though, it would be nice to have a nice little rom-com? And it appears we've got this thing called Hard Luck Love Song. Tell me about it.
It kind of deals with something, Guy, that seems to be a thing going on right now. It's all about this guy who basically has been down on his luck for a long, long time. He's a troubadour. He also is a pool hustler. Winds up in the same town as his ex-girlfriend. They meet up, but just everything just seems to go south. It's kind of like one of those, you know, being two steps down is still higher than where he was. So it is. It's this hard luck love song, and it's based off of an actual song called Just Like Old Times. And if you listen to the song, it is the movie, which is just bizarre. You know, just about, like I said, just this guy who just can't turn his luck around.
Let's listen to the trailer.
You know, I've been trying to track her down for over a year. She's important to me, man.
So you're still playing music?
Yeah, still banging away. You know, it's been really good to me.
Okay, that's amazing.
You gotta take good care of her.
You are so talented.
So
was just a matter of you pulling together.
Dana, no one loves romance more than you. Does this sound like a flick that could tickle your rom-com itch?
No, this is a hard pass for me.
Little too hard scrabble for you. You want McConaughey, don't you? You want a shirtless McConaughey
or Michael B. Jordan? There we go.
There you go. Oh my goodness! I saw Without Remorse the other night, and he is—he rocks that movie on Amazon Plus.
At his
best. Greg, obviously, we've got No Time to Kill still out there. This really, I thought perhaps it was one of the best of the franchise at not getting lost in the gadgets and getting back to the character of James Bond and his love interest.
Right. And that's what I've told people, too. I mean, of course, yeah, there is the adventure. Blofeld, who's been trying to take over the world for the past 60 years, is back. I think he should find a new hobby. You know, it's like you're never going to take over the world. Just give up on that. But, yeah, there is that love interest and that personal side, which I don't think has ever gotten this deep in a James Bond movie before.
No, the most painful moment is the beating that beautiful Aston Martin takes in that chase scene. it was just painful. Anything else we should have on our radar, Greg?
Let's see. Oh, man. It's kind of funny, guys. There's so much stuff, you know, always in my mind that's going on, you know, that people can see. Well, for those of you, I think we even talked about this last week, like on Apple TV, they've got this thing called the Wu-Tang Clan about their, you know, beginnings, and got to talk to RZA about that. And I mean, it was good. And it's all about, you know, their story, how they got together as a group. If you still just want to have some stupid fun, go to Netflix, and if you haven't checked it out yet, check out the series called The Circle. It's just about people who are catfishing each other, and everybody's just trying to figure out who is telling the truth by the end of the series.
All right. We will check it out as we get set for what we hope will be a great weekend for everybody. And by the way, we've got the Lions going up against the Bengals downtown on Sunday. We've got the Detroit Free Press Marathon. Lots of great things to do this weekend around the city of Detroit if you want to get out and about. And there are no wild cats out there to complicate whatever you're doing.
I saw that news story, and it's kind of like, I thought my cats were big. No, that one beats mine completely.
50 pounds. 3 pounds of meat a day per cat. They'll eat you out of house and home. Oh, Greg Russell, you take care. Always good to connect with you. Dana, love you. You have a wonderful weekend as well. It's 828 on News Talk 760 WJR.